Episode 663, Uncover Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. Good day to you. I hope you are having a magnificent week. I cannot even believe that we're already halfway through our week. It has gone by lickety-split fast. And you blink and it's gone. And now we're like, well, now what? Well, now what is you need to uncover joy today? That's what we're talking about. It's your day to feel joyful. Have you noticed there's somewhat of a theme going on here this week? Yes, it's because deep down, I really believe that we're missing out on some very basics in life. And joy is one of the fundamental basics that God gives us. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler. I have one quick announcement for you. I want to remind you of My Strength is My Story, a brand new series that is coming here to Create Your Now. It's where we will have guests on and they have the opportunity to share their story. You know, our stories don't define us, but they do shape us and who we are. And maybe you're like, well, I've got a story to share. I wish I could tell my story. You have that opportunity. And so if you would like to be considered to be a guest here on Create Your Now, click on the link. My Strength is My Story. It's in the show notes. And also, if you have guest recommendations, you can do that too. Send me that note and we will get you scheduled. It'll start the conversation up as into what the next step is to possibly having you here, right here, so the world can hear your story. Because you know what? Our story is our strength. And there's no sense in running and hiding from it, because in our story, we can always uncover joy. Even through the tumultuous times, when the storms are so heavy, we can't even see our hand in front of our face. When we feel like we're drowning amongst just life because everything that's being thrown at us is so horrible, you can still uncover joy. But most of us, what? Bury our heads in the sand deeper. We hide out. And when we hide out, we don't uncover the joy. You have to look for joy where you wouldn't expect it. What you see, what you focus on, what you call attention to, that's what you will uncover. So it's easy for us to get up in the morning and we say it's a Monday on a Thursday. And when it's a Monday on a Thursday, we use that excuse as to it's going to be a horrible day. And I don't want to deal with what today brings. And so I'm okay with, well, just mediocrity. And I'm just going to settle. Because that's where I'm at, and I'm okay with where I'm at because it's kind of comforting. I know what it feels like. It's nothing new. It doesn't take any extra energy from me, but you see, you deserve so much more. Uncover joy. If you're searching for that Monday morning on a Thursday, you're going to get that. But if you search for the weekend, yes, this is awesome. I cannot wait. You're going to find it on a Thursday. You'll find it on a Friday. You'll find it on a Monday. What you see, what you focus on, what you call attention to, that's what you will uncover. Don't let joy hide from you. See it in a child playing with his mother while riding his bike. Nothing like seeing a child's jubilous face and his smile just like, I mean, from ear to ear. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's true joy. See it in a child. See it in the trees blowing in the wind, the vibrant color of the leaves, the crisp autumn air. See it in your business, those little things you discover, something that you don't think is really big, but ultimately it took you, what, to the next step. See it in your hubby, the way he gives you that sweet kiss as you walk in to the bedroom, as he greets you. See it in the person behind the counter helping you with your needs, getting you exactly what you want when you need it. Uncover joy. Joy surrounds us every day, but it's tempting to stay where you know, good or bad. We like to stay in that comfort zone. That's why some of us, we like the drama. We like that, almost that anxiety, that anxious feeling, that nervous feeling. I know it sounds strange, but some of us like that. And so if we don't have that feeling, we begin to create it. You find what you're looking for. Uncover joy. Do you remember when you were younger and you went on a treasure hunt? Maybe you did this for a birthday party. It's really, you know, when I was growing up, it was big for birthday parties and it was fun, somewhat easier for the moms to, you know, to champion and figure out what they really wanted to do with a birthday party of 25 children coming over. Nowadays, you know, I don't think you have that many, you know, big parties, but you have like, you know, a more select few, maybe 5 to 7, 10 kids come over. But you had that treasure hunt and you had the list of what you had to find and you went out looking for them, that special item, that special thing, you would check it off. We would even play it in school sometimes. It's a great game. It's a kind of an icebreaker when you're doing it with people that you don't know. And you go and you ask them questions. You're on a treasure hunt. You must go on a treasure hunt and uncover joy. You got to uncover it. If you're not in search for it, it's just not going to pop up. It's just not going to go, aha, surprise. Do you remember that game? I cannot remember the name. I think I used to play it. Well, I didn't play it. I always watched the children play it. Oh, it was Whack-A-Mole. And it was this game like at Chuck E. Cheese or you do it at a carnival and you sit there and you take this big, I don't think it's very nice, but you'd take this little whacker, right? And you'd bonk the mole on top of the head to get him to go down. And you know, as many moles as you would, you know, bonk on the head, you got scoring points, right? Woohoo. Yeah. Great game, I guess. But the whole point of that story in that game is what? Joy doesn't just jump out at you and say, here I am, grab me. You got to uncover joy. You got to be in search for it. God wants you to have joy. Joy is yours to have, but you have to be willing to uncover it. There is a search for it. So today, what are you doing today? You're going to uncover joy, aren't you? Everywhere you walk, maybe you're going to walk into the grocery store. You got to pick up a few items. Look for joy in that grocery store. You're probably thinking, you got to be crazy, Christine. You want me to find joy in a grocery store? Oh, yes. You might find it amongst the coworkers there. You may even find it talking to a stranger with a nice, sweet smile that you connect eye to eye with and you just say hello. Uncover joy. Don't let joy escape you. There's more to life than things. Stop stuffing your face with social media. Stop stuffing your face with distractions and start looking up and uncover joy today. It starts today and it starts with you. Because when you begin to search for it, guess what? It appears more often and you see it easier. And that means bigger smiles on your face and your heart is filled with, of course, joy. Go out and make it a magnificent day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.